Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
It's been a while since we brought Katina Kyle on the Paracast, and it's been a busy, crazy year for all of us, and we're glad to have her back. Katina, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We were talking about food before the show. And she said her favorite food is Italian. And I was thinking the other day, I went to a place called Wildflower Bread Company. We had a few extra bucks, so Barbara got her Asian chicken salad. I got penne pasta with meatballs. Now, just as an example about meatballs, I was thinking, you know, nowadays, if we're going to be really chic about it, we would get plant-based meatballs. But Wildflower doesn't offer that. They offer plant-based chicken. But there's a company out there called Mama Mancini's, and I think they sell on Home Shopping Network and they're in grocery stores, and they have introduced a plant-based version of their meatballs. You know, like Impossible Burgers and Beyond Burgers, that kind of thing. So wouldn't that be nice to try plant-based meatballs? Or does anyone care?
I would add plant-based anything yet, so.
There are fast food houses that have that, you know.
Actually, some of them are pretty good, believe it or not, actually.
Are you sure it's actually plant-based?
Totally. They're offering plant-based from existing companies that do that. Like, for example, Impossible Burger. Also, there is Beyond Burger. And I think McDonald's is going to have them. Right now, you can get a Burger King Whopper with Impossible meat, which is plant-based. You can go to Carl's Jr. and get a Famous Star Beyond Burger or something like that. I don't know the name. It's up to you. I like the Carl's Jr. one, if we're going to be specific. Carl's does not advertise on the Paracast. Maybe this will encourage them. I like that one. If I want a plant-based fast food burger, that one's pretty good. It's a little, shall we say, sweeter tasting than the real one. But, you know, they're making progress. There are also plant-based steaks out there. I haven't tried them yet.
Yeah, that might be a little tougher. I mean, the burger is one thing. I can't believe it's not burger. That's what, has nobody come up with that one yet? I've tried some of the, you know, the ground beef substitute, plant-based. I thought, well, I'll try some with this taco, and it was all pre-seasoned and everything else, and it tasted pretty damn good.
Well, I believe one of the pizza places, I'm not sure whether it's Little Caesars, offers a plant-based meat topping.
But steak, I don't know. That's going to be tougher. I mean, you're not just, that's just not going to happen, I don't think.
Don't be negative about it. I mean, if they can have plant-based chicken, why can't they have plant-based steak?
It's the texture.
The texture of plant-based hamburgers is pretty much the same as a regular hamburger.
Yeah, but that's ground, right? Like a steak isn't ground. So, you know.
I'm not sure about any of it. I'll let you know.
I wonder, let's make this paranormal. I wonder, folks, if E.T. eats meat or they've gone plant-based.
Really, Gene?
Well, they abduct cows and they have crop circles. So, I mean, you know, maybe they do both.
Well, maybe that's the thing here. They're analyzing our cattle because they don't raise cattle over there on Proxima Centauri 7. They don't do that. So they come here to see how we do it. Or maybe it has nothing to do with E.T., that the cattle mutilations are strictly a terrestrial phenomenon.
Well, I guess, you know, we'd have to wait to see if we get any visitors from Zeta Reticuli to say that, oh, you know, those dastardly cattle rustlers from Proxima, you know, they've been raiding our cattle for, you know, the last few centuries, and we're just getting tired of that. So, you know.
Right, but they don't refer to that as centuries. Okay, years are referred to as cycles. That comes from Farscape.
Okay.
Remember Farscape, folks?
I never really got into it much because I didn't have the cable.
Okay, well, basically it's about a guy who is an astronaut and he's testing out a new kind of spaceship and gets caught in a wormhole. And he finds himself on the other side of the galaxy where you find a bunch of strange characters, aliens, and they have Jim Henson's son, Brian Henson, created some of the models for the aliens. Okay, I realize that went over like a lead balloon.
Well, I just say, you know, I've never watched it. I've heard of it. Should probably check it out sometime.
It's on Amazon Prime. It's a cult show. It was originally on Sci-Fi Channel. The only problem with it was is that they ended it after four seasons. But they left it with major cliffhangers that would have been resolved had there been a season five. So finally, after the fans clamored for it, they raised the money to make a two-part miniseries called Farscape, The Peacekeeper Wars, where they wrapped up the scenes. They wrapped up all the plot threads. The problem is that if you're a member of Amazon Prime, I have no idea how it's distributed in Canada, but for example, Katina can get it. But what happens is that you get Farscape free. But if you want the final two-episode miniseries, you have to pay for it.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, that's the only way to close up the show.
I wish they'd do that with Bryce Abel's Dark Skies, because that was just... And the 4400, too. Do you like sci-fi, Katina?
I do, and Lost in Space is my personal favorite, really.
Oh, really? Like,
which one? The one on Netflix or the original?
The old one.
The old one, yeah. With Robbie the Robot or whatever?
Yeah.
And Billy Mummy, of course?
Yeah.
Who was one of the featured players?
I like the new one, too. I mean, I watched the new one on Netflix, too, so it's... It's pretty
good. He was one of the featured players in Babylon 5.
Oh, really? Okay.
Of course, Babylon 5, B5. Still a big B5 fan here. One of the best sci-fi series ever put out.
The only problem with Babylon 5 is that so many of the original stars have died.
Yeah. Well, that happens, you know. I'm not even sure when the last show that they did was. It must have been back in the 90s or something like that.
Yes, it was. To the contrary, I think all or most of the original stars for Stargate SG-1 as sequels are still around.
Yeah.
Farscape, I think only one of the original players is gone.
Really?
So,
we'll just have to look forward to some of the new actors that are coming up. And
okay. Final thing before we get to the paranormal, folks. I think they're trying to bring back Farscape. Remember, the original players, of course, Ben Browder and Claudia Black were the main players. They're thinking of bringing back Stargate SG-1 in some form with at least some of the original players. So, that's interesting. It's not just a reboot, it is bringing back some of the original characters. It's not, for example, like they do on TV where they bring back like Magnum P.I., but of course Tom Selleck is not in it because he's 75 years old now and is the featured player in another TV show. So, I don't know if anyone cares. Or that Hawaii 5-0 came back for 10 seasons. With totally different players, but the original production staff. None of this makes sense. Katina Kyle's joining us, and we're starting with pop culture, but that will disappear when we fade into another universe. through the Stargate or something. With Gene Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
From another universe, Katina Kyle, K-Town. And we're talking here pop culture, but I think we should get into something more related to our strange, weird world. Katina, have you been following this stuff about the Pentagon UAP task force?
Not real closely, unfortunately. I haven't. I've been on my X-Files kick whenever I get, you know, some downtime. But no, I haven't. But I'll try to chime in if I can. You know, I've just been, like, doing a lot of paranormal-type shows here lately with my own
podcast. Well, that is paranormal, obviously.
Yeah, it is. But I've been doing more hauntings and things like that. Conspiracy-type things. So I've been having to focus on that. Read a lot of books, things like that.
Forget the election conspiracies and all that nonsense. What paranormal conspiracies are in vogue now?
I think a lot of people are very concerned. And I'd say, and I'm only going to touch base on this, okay, we don't have to go into a big spiel about it, but people are just very apprehensive about the vaccines, and they're getting a lot of misinformation about what's in them and will they be hurt by them, things like that. I think the whole COVID thing has really just upset a lot of people. And I personally have had COVID. I talked to Randall about that, and it was bad for me and my family. You know, I just want to say, no, we haven't been vaccinated. I don't know if we will or not, but I think that right there is really taking over a lot of conversations. It's took over two of my recent interviews, and I had to bring him back to, you know, our original reason for having him on the show. But people just are getting pulled in that direction for some reason. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't want to get into the vaccination stuff because I just think it's too troublesome. No medical solution is perfect. There are always going to be side effects. There's always going to be a small number of people who are impacted negatively, like, for example, the J&J and AstraZeneca vaccines. There is a tendency or possibility of blood clots, but women who take birth control pills have a higher percentage of potential blood clots. And in the case of the J&J vaccine, there is apparently a cure. But a doctor can administer, if you have unusual symptoms, you go to your doctor and your doctor will take care of you. So I don't want to get into vaccine conspiracies because when they had a wide number of people who wouldn't take, like, measles vaccine, have their kids take measles vaccine, or smallpox, suddenly there were outbreaks of diseases, childhood diseases, that we all thought were gone years ago. As I said, I think all medicines or medical solutions have potential side effects. And when you exaggerate them and when you make up stories, that's the problem. I think the problem right now, which we could get into because the paranormal can be covered, is that we have polarized realities where people live in different bubbles. And because people live in different bubbles, there is no consistency and you can't talk to the person in the other bubble. I mean, there is a central set of facts from which you can base an opinion. You know, it's like the old phrase, you're entitled to your opinions, but not your facts. But the problem is your facts do not matter anymore to a lot of people. And when you're trying to look at the reality of the paranormal, suddenly you get into quicksand.
You're exactly right. You know, I'm struggling with that. I really am. And if it's going to affect travel, I don't know. And I hope that it doesn't. I hope they don't go that far with it. But I want to be able to travel, and I don't want to be restricted from that. But having the vaccine, I really don't know if I will go through with it, to be honest with you. But anyway, I mean, we don't have to talk about that. I wanted to ask you, since you brought it up, about the task force there. Is it being conducted by the Naval Intelligence Office? Is that who's doing it? Or no?
It is a Pentagon-based study. Okay, it's called the Pentagon UAP Task Force. It is a group that is assigned to look into UAP, UFO reports, and to make some assessment. Now, the official assessment is they're looking to see if these sightings represent threats to national security, which I think is the exit strategy. And that is, they can say, well, we're going to see if maybe these are drones or aircraft from other countries. The Russians are doing it, the Iranians, the Chinese, whatever. They're responsible, and they can do kind of what was done originally in the early days of the UFO field and conclude that the phenomenon does not represent a threat to national security. Goodbye. End of story. On the other hand, the spectra of off-world origin goes in there And you have people now that you do not expect to say anything favorable about UFOs, like former CIA directors Woolsey and Brennan, okay, saying something is going on that needs to be investigated. Now, you don't have heads of the CIA saying this. Why would they admit this? I mean, I had an email from somebody who tried to put it in political terms. Well, they're discredited because of this, that, and the other thing. And most of it was nonsense. The point being here is, let's not forget, why would people of that sort, who have access supposedly to all the state secrets, or did at one time, make these statements positive about UFOs? Why would someone like John Podesta, who was a chief of staff, worked with the administrations for Clinton, Obama, and would have worked with Hillary Clinton had she been elected, why would he say positive things about UFOs and write a positive forward for UFO book? So that's number one. Number two, the UAP task force is supposed to have a report 6 months after the original military appropriations bill was passed in late December, meaning late June. Okay, they could say at the time, we're still looking into it. We take it seriously. End of story. Two paragraphs. Or they could say it does not indicate a potential threat to the U.S. End of story. They could say nothing. And then what is Congress going to do? Withhold the military budget because this crazy task force doesn't report? But it's still talking about conspiracies and secrecy and everything. Katina, what do you think about former heads of the CIA being positive about UFOs?
Well, here's my question. I mean, why would they tell us the truth now? I mean, why would anyone believe them now? I think they have created an atmosphere among everyone in the world, not just Americans, that they can't be trusted. I mean, I don't know if I will believe anything they ever say about anything, because there's been so much cover up. Admittedly, you know, they have not told the truth about a lot of things. And we know they've lied about certain things, so what else have they lied about? I mean, how will we ever know the truth? Like, I put this question to Friedman.
Let's have that response in our next segment. What did Stanton Friedman, the late Stanton Friedman, say? With Katina, Gene, and Randall, you're in
The Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says more than 103 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against COVID, as more than 243 million doses of vaccine have been administered. Cases have also been falling nationwide, with a 7-day average of around 50,000 new cases reported per day, their lowest point since last fall. With cases falling and vaccination rates rising, some cities and states have been lifting restrictions and announcing plans for fully reopening. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if vaccination rates keep staying high, those plans won't be premature. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that the UK variant of the virus, currently the dominant strain in the country, could still reverse the positive trends.
We can defeat it, no doubt, because the vaccine works very well against this particular variant. There's no doubt about that, which is all the more reason why we should be getting vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News. There are new pushes to get high schoolers vaccinated against COVID now that shots are available to everyone 16 and older across the country. That comes as school districts return to full-time in-class instruction and some deal with outbreaks. Colorado is one of those states seeing a rise in cases among young people. But Governor Jared Polis says he has no intention of changing guidelines for returning to classrooms. He tells CNN that the data they have shows that schools have a generally low infection rate.
The data that we have continues to show that schools are a relatively safe place in that they're controlled, there's mask wearing. It's not that there's zero transmission in schools, of course there is, but the transmission at schools seems to be a function of the general community transmission rate. So when it's high in a community, it's also high in the schools. When it's low in a community, it's lower in the schools. And so that's what we're seeing. I think another factor at play here is as more parents and grandparents are vaccinated and their younger children aren't, they're going out, they're doing things, and while the disease may be much more minor for 15 and 18-year-olds, it's still something that you know we should take precautions against.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Big the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
As our listeners know, Stan Friedman was a frequent guest on the Paracast, and we did a show with him. I know you were on there, Randall, where we actually asked him some questions about his personal life, which were illuminating because he seldom talked about it. This was, what, a year or two before he died? So, Katina, what did Stanton say?
Yes, Stanton. I asked him, I said, you've tried for years, many years, to bring forth the truth and kind of try to figure out, you know, what is going on with the government? You know, what are they covering up exactly? And they have deliberately played with the public's mind and manipulated the public and have been the source of fake photos and disinformation and all that stuff. How in the world do you make the public believe anything? I mean, they could literally present an alien in front of everyone and no one would believe it. You know, they could present authentic, real video of an alien spacecraft landing somewhere on a stadium or something inside a stadium or anywhere. No one would believe it. How do you get past that?
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing that we have here with the president. Right now, a high percentage of Republicans believe the election of Joseph R. Biden as president of the United States was seriously compromised. They don't believe he's president. So if he were to come up there, of course, the same thing might have been said with Trump for Democrats, for some Democrats. But if President Biden gets up there and says, my fellow Americans were being visited by E.T., a sizable number of people would say, oh, no, he's making it up, just as would have happened with Trump. And I said the same thing with Obama, because it was a polarized country then. If Obama said that we're being visited by E.T., we wouldn't believe him. Now, that's how this country has changed. Now, maybe Bill Clinton, maybe George H.W. Bush, maybe even George W. Bush, if they had said we're being visited by E.T., it would be believed. But you make the point there. Why should we take them seriously? Then again, What about people who say we want to have UFO disclosure? Why believe it if they did disclose? What are they really hiding? Is that kind of what you're saying here?
Yes, that's exact. So why now? Why are we to sit up and pay attention to the videos being released by the Pentagon and things like that? Why now? I think people just need to use caution and not be so eager to believe everything that they're saying and doing. There is a reason for it, and I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying I always encourage people to just not just to withhold judgment and their supposed forthcomings now after so many years, you know, and that's my concern. I mean, I still do my show, and I still hope to present people with information and guests that kind of, you know, have insight on it, but I still know that it's something we'll probably never figure out what's going on, ever. I mean, I don't know if we will or not, but it's frustrating, Gene.
Okay, so what would they be hiding? Okay, now, we assumed in the past, or the general assumption was made, is that they were hiding the alleged truth that UFOs are extraterrestrial. And now it looks like over the past few years, there is a gradual disclosure coming about. Okay, so if they want to hide evidence that UFOs are extraterrestrial, why now hint that they might be moving in that direction to admit that fact? What is the real secret being hidden here?
That's a great point. What are they hiding? From my experience and my many interviews that I've conducted and researching this stuff, even the president, I mean, they've never known what's going on with some of this stuff. You know, there is a government within the government, and the president has no control over it, and that's sad. And that was mentioned several times. I think even Clinton said it in one of his interviews, you know, there's a government within the government, and I have no control over what's going on there. So, it is concerning, to say the least. I mean, for me, I would like to know, Gene, from your previous interviews, have you interviewed anyone that says, you know, have kind of taken the biblical stance as far as ETs are concerned? I mean, have you had that point of view ever discussed on your show?
If you mean ancient astronauts, countless times. We had Eric von Däniken on the show at one time, and we had a religious scholar named David Halper, an old friend of mine who is now a retired professor. But he came on there, and he pretty much debunked what von Däniken was saying in very short, well-educated references, because he understands his biblical background. He doesn't believe that E.T. was here 2,000 years ago, whatever. But, yeah, we've discussed it quite a few times. That, of course, anyone who's a fan of Stargate SG-1, that TV show is based on the legend of ancient astronauts. Very much so. The question is that possible? Sure, it's possible. I don't know. We can't assume with UFOs that the beginning date was 1947. It was not. Or 1897. It was not. Or before that. If we're being visited by extraterrestrials, when would they have first begun to visit us?
Right. I want to know if you guys have heard about any type of... Well, no, this is what I want to ask you about. That object that was found out in the desert by some guys counting bighorn sheep out somewhere. I don't know where it was, but it wasn't little. It was like a weird, silver shaped monolith type thing that they found. Did you guys hear any information about that? I mean, I heard it was there 1 minute and gone the next.
Katina, yeah, I remember running across that article and following up a bit on it, and it's about the same as your perceptions are about the same as mine. It was there. It was interesting. People did have a look at it. People started to check it out. It did appear to be perfectly just terrestrial in origin. Like, it's like, almost like some sort of art project that somebody just decided to put out in the desert. And so there was nothing weird about it other than it was this weird art object out in the desert. And then somebody, nobody knows if the person who made it came and got it or if, people that were out there thought, well, I'm just going to take this home. So maybe somebody's got it in their basement. I don't know.
Yeah, that was interesting. I've I can't think of the name of the program right now, and it escapes me. I'm sorry about that. But there is a program that I have watched on, and I think it was Celine had it on. It's about UFOs. It's like Ancient Aliens, but not really. They actually go out and they talk to people that were involved in government projects and UFO sightings. They look at the history of UFO sightings and kind of try to investigate those. But they ran across a drone video where a gentleman was doing some surveying, I think, and he caught a UFO going through his shot at very high speed. I mean, the only way he saw it was he was going back through and he's editing and kind of just happened to slow it down at the point where the UFO crossed in front of his. Do you see that?
I think I know the one you're talking about. This was like a year or two ago, right, or something. And
yeah.
Was it out west? Was it? And there was some like First Nations people with it. How, if I remember correctly.
And by the way, neighbors, Tina Kyle will stick with us for this weekend's episode of After the Paracast, and that's available exclusively for Paracast Plus members. Check theparacast.plus for more information. Katina, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You're asking a question. I answer yes, it is the Paracast. Katina Kyle joining us this week. Continue. I don't remember what you're talking about here, Randall.
I don't recall the name of the case right now or the people involved, like just off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure if it's the one that we're thinking of, that's been fairly convincingly debunked, despite the fact that it seemed to be pretty up. Yeah. If it's the same one I'm thinking of, and what's really interesting about that is even if that's not the same one, this phenomena where you have the object go streaking by in the video, and then people slow it down and go, oh, look, I caught this thing on video. I was able to look at the analysis of that, and you can apply the same sort of thinking to a lot of other videos. I'm not a video expert here, so, you know, probably if people are out there trying to fact check me, they'll need to get onto the forum and clear this up a bit, but my understanding is there is a frame rate to the videos, and that if you're actually taking a video of something that is real and objective and out there in front of the lens that is going that fast, it's not going to show up as anything clear on an individual frame because it just doesn't have the time to grab it. So when they were able to slow these frames down and have a closer look at it, you could see how it looked very much like it was just inserted into the image after the fact compared to what it would have been if it had been an actual object out there that was streaking by that fast. Because there's just no way that it could be in all the frames, right?
Right, right.
It's just because it went by, it's faster than the frame rate. So how is that even possible, that it could be in all the frames that way, right? From a sheer logic perspective, even though, you know, people are claiming it's real, well, this is how I look at things. If it doesn't seem to be logically possible, then there probably must be another explanation. And the logical one is that it was inserted in, whether they knew how it was done or not.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying they faked it. Maybe somebody, you know, who knows how it happened. It's just not what they think it is.
Right. And I totally get that. But I do believe on this one, they actually had it analyzed by one of the premier professionals that break down film. And we're probably thinking about two different incidents here because I'm sure on the show he said it was authentic, whatever he caught on there. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. You know, if it's going so fast, you're right, it can't. There's no way it can be in every frame of the film. You know, there's just no way. Anyway, let me see here. There's something else I was going to talk to you about. Oh, yeah. I was having the discussion with a friend of mine, and we were trying to actually, we got on and on Skype and kind of just going through some things and talking about the prolific amount of sightings in Mexico, and I don't know why that's happening. Mexico and Brazil seem to have a ton of sightings, and I haven't been able to ever get that reporter, that UFO investigator on the show. Who is the guy that does all the UFO reports from Mexico? What is his name? You know his name? You know what I'm talking
Antonio
about?
Antonio Cunias, or?
I know who you're talking about, and he's somebody who, frankly, has a very questionable reputation.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's the one who seized upon this alleged slides of the not Roswell slides, as they called it. And I forget the guy's name. We did talk about this event, which took place in Mexico. And on that show, we had Red Pill Junkie, and even Richard Dolan came on, because he had gone to Mexico to do this. And I keep forgetting, he is a very big self-promoter of a sort that we don't really like. And he, if I'm thinking who he was or is, he's not somebody that I would necessarily recommend.
What did Richard Dolan say about it? I've never had him on the show. But
yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Dolan took a skeptical look at what happened, but he was a little waffly there about how he got sucked in to attending this event in Mexico City, the Roswell Slides event. That's the area where things got a little crazy. The way it worked out, the show was May 10th, 2015. We had Miguel, Red Pill Junkie, on the show. And then I noticed that Richard Dolan was online. And I said, Richard, you were there. Would you like to come on the show for a while? So he appeared on the show. And then he came on again later on in the year. June 28th, 2015. Unfortunately, we have not heard from him since. He's been busy promoting his publishing company and himself and everything. And I don't know, it looks like his work kind of stopped after that. He's still around, still doing lectures and radio shows. But the kind of work that we like to talk to him about, he's not doing anymore. So if you're talking about that guy in Mexico, I can't remember his name offhand. You know who I'm talking about, Randall?
Cunias, wasn't it? Is that
no, Antonio Cunias is not it.
Okay.
No, Antonio is a legitimate
He's all right.
Journalist. That's what I'm talking about. Antonio, I think, from Chile or somewhere. But he's a legitimate investigator.
I do know who you're talking about, but my brain's not working today.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you very much. Your brain isn't working
either. Is his name Jamie?
Is
it Jamie?
No. I'll know it when you say it.
Mosan.
No, I can't remember.
Mosan.
Hi, yeah. Mosan. Yes. And we actually were going to have try to get him on the show early in the days of the Paracast with the first co-host. And, of course, the problem is here, he knew about our reputation and realized if he came on the Paracast, he would be bloodied seriously in terms of being interviewed and trying
now,
to present
come on,
a logical
Gene.
Presentation.
You've got to make him feel comfortable so he spills whatever he knows. And
yeah, but you remember, the original co-host would not suffer fools gladly here. Jaime Maussan would not have survive that in any way that was reasonable. He would have been shot relentlessly with verbal bullets. Since then, we still will do it, but we don't do it quite as viciously. We just correct the facts. Like a few weeks ago, somebody who wrote a book, an encyclopedia of lunar mysteries, and spent too much space talking about old UFO flying saucer contactees from the 50s who were long since debunked, and I kind of shattered her belief system because I simply recited the facts about these people. And she never heard this before, probably didn't want to hear it. And she'd been on all sorts of shows, including Coast to Coast, where no one actually asked her questions about what was in the book, I guess, because it was in the book, so I asked her the questions. And she even started talking about maybe should withdraw my participation. I said, no, you're not, because the show has already been submitted to the network, and that's it.
But this brings up an interesting point, okay, because now we've entered this age of cancel culture. Okay, so if you're not really careful, the next thing you know, you've got this whole contingent on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else that is saying, you know, like, get rid of these people on the radio or whatever it is. And it's going to be a lot harder for them to do that to us because we're much more independent. But still, Katina, from your perspective, you're in the media as well. And so, you know, where do we draw that line? Like, I understand what you're saying about trying to be diplomatic with people, but at the same time, we can't be, I guess, too conciliatory. We have to have some respect for the truth. Just, and that's another question, but what about this cancel culture thing, and can anybody tell the truth anymore if it's going to make people upset without fearing that they're going to get, you know, slimed by these people?
Yeah, I think it's sad. And I bring a lot of controversial guests on my show that say a lot of things that floor people. And I have come up against my listeners want me to be a little argumentative with my guests and kind of just grill them and stuff. I don't want to do that because I didn't do the research. I didn't do the research. And so I don't know what they're saying is true or not. What my job is, or what I try to do, is ask them great questions, make them feel very relaxed and very secure in knowing that I'm not passing any judgment on whatever they're saying, because I want them to spill it. I want them to spill all of it.
Folks, we need to spill this.
Okay.
Katina, Gina Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.